Community leaders hope yesterday's murder conviction in the death of George Floyd is a step toward more equal treatment.
Justice finally was served. However, we can't rest in this case. We still have a lot of work that needs to be done.
That's Pastor Marvin Hightower, president of Peoria's NAACP chapter. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Wednesday, April 21st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The president of Peoria's NAACP says he hopes yesterday's murder conviction in the death of George Floyd represents a turning point for equal justice. Joe Deacon reports.
Pastor Marvin Hightower says he sees the guilty verdicts against Derek Chauvin as a seminal moment in American society. Hightower says he hopes the conviction can represent a first step toward more equal treatment and officers being held responsible for their actions.
No one is above the law. And that must become part of the culture, must become part of the fabric of the United States, that no one is above the law. You will be held accountable for your actions.
Hightower says people all across the country were outraged by the video of Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes.
It wasn't just African Americans crying out. It was all across the board that this is wrong. Someone needs to be held accountable, and this cannot be tolerated in our country.
Hightower says Floyd's death illustrates a need to seek police reform everywhere, including in Peoria.
A man lost his life, however, it brought attention to something that needed to be done a long time ago. And it's my hope that we all would just continue to band together, continue to put the pressure on, continue to make the needed adjustments in our communities.
Hightower says he was pleasantly surprised the jury returned in less than a day. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Tri-County area is now up to 228,000 administered doses of COVID-19 vaccines and more than 100,000 fully vaccinated residents. And police say a man suspected in several recent robberies has struck in Peoria County. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You probably know Carl Cannon as the founder of Elite, a Peoria Park District youth outreach program. You might also know Cannon used to be a correctional officer, but you may not know what eventually led him to make the switch from keeping people behind bars to keeping them out. He tells Tim Shelley the story.
Leavenworth was an old penitentiary, so you had tunnels that came from the dining hall down to the housing units. Well, I let the guard in with the food, and en route to passing cell 138, in the peripheral of my vision, an inmate was hanging. That just stunned me. It stopped me. I remember trying to get on the radio to get the guard cage to open that cell so I could get in there. It was taking too long. I remember running to the top of the stairs, yelling at the guard cage, "Open 138. When I got back, it was electronically starting to open, and I tried to muscle it. I got in there, I hoisted the body up. The guard who was with me bringing in the child cards untied the sheet. We laid the inmate down in front of the cell because there wasn't enough room in the cell to start CPR. I started the mouth-to-mouth, and the other guard started chest compressions. I will never forget when I put my mouth on the inmate's mouth to give that first breath, how cold the body was. We had to keep that process going until the medical unit came and pronounced him one way or another. But when we were doing this, the other inmates came to the front of their cell. They were all awake. They saw what was going on, and they started yelling at us, "Killers!" They were yelling at me and the other guard. And I felt so guilty because he was so cold. And again, I'm in charge. inmate didn't make it. And I'd witnessed some horrific stuff. This one stuck. And I was in a state of mind where I didn't want to work in the prison anymore. Matter of fact, I left there determined not to ever return. And I was in charge, and I left there and went home, got drunk, and told my wife I wasn't going back. Captain calls me 2 days later. I told him I wasn't going back. Court-martialed me, do what you got to do. I'm not going back in that institution. He got me when he said, I'm not worried about you, Cannon. I'm worried about those men who respect you. If you don't go back, I'm worried about what it'll do to them. And that's what got me. So I did go back because I needed to protect them from a feeling that I had that day. And when I went back, they thought I was crazy. What sounds crazy in a prison, I started talking to inmates like they were human beings. I started using words on them that people weren't attaching to the population inside of prison. Words like please and thank you, sir and ma'am, respect. And that, sir, changed my life. All of a sudden, I didn't want to be Carl Cannon, CO, Correction Officer Cannon, who was good at keeping people in. I wanted to be like one of your teachers on that campus. I wanted to be somebody who was good at keeping people out. Long story short, that's cell 138 for me.
And that was Carl Cannon speaking with Tim Shelley. Hear more stories from his new autobiography, Full Cannon, on WCBU.org. And before we let you go, the Dunlap School Board meets tonight at 6. Citizens can attend in person or watch the meeting live on the district's YouTube page. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. You rely on WCBU each day to be informed. Now we need to rely on you. Your financial support during the spring fund drive provides the power we need to keep public media strong and pay for the news you need. Today is the final day of this drive. Contribute now at WCBU.org. Support for WCBU's On Deck come from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.